Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Consider what you're wearing at present. How environmentally conscious is your choice of clothing? Did you ever give any consideration to how the items of clothing you're wearing were produced when you were buying them? How often do you wear them? Because one of the things that's come out today in a survey is that apparently the average garment is worn 40% less by Irish people than it would have been 15 years ago. We're joined by Dr. Shane Timmons, Senior Research Officer from the ESRI Behavioural Unit. And I know you're going to talk to us, Shane, about eco-labels and how they might influence shoppers' decisions in relation to sustainable clothing. But how do you actually even know what sustainable clothing is supposed to be?
Afternoon, Matt. Well, you've raised a really important issue there, particularly with respect to fast fashion. And now, unfortunately, in Ireland, we are pretty bad when it comes to fast fashion. So we do produce some of the highest levels of textile waste in Europe. So we buy a lot of clothes, we don't wear them very often, and then we buy more clothes and we tend not to recycle the ones that we're getting rid of. So all of that kind of leads towards obviously, lots of production, lots of waste, lots of pollution. What's kind of complicated then for consumers is that, as you raised there, it's really difficult for us to tell what clothing is sustainable and what clothing is less sustainable. It's even difficult to tell from the price. So you might assume that if something is really, really cheap, then it's unsustainable. If it's really expensive, then it might be more sustainable. That correlation actually isn't as strong as you might think. You can buy really expensive, unsustainable clothing. So the real challenge there for consumers, a lot of people do want to shop more sustainably, but when you're in the clothes shop or if you're shopping online, it's really, really difficult to tell what's sustainable and what's not.
Is it a question of things like the materials been used or how far the good has been shipped for or how many times it will survive in the wash before you won't be able to use it again? What things are there that constitute sustainability?
All of those factors come into it. So if it's organic materials, how the organic content is grown, how it's farmed, the kinds of worker conditions that the clothes manufacturers are in, exactly as you say, where the clothes is coming from, the shipping and so on, how much plastic is used in creating the clothes, all of those factors come in. So all of that kind of combines to make it really difficult for not only consumers to tell what's in it, but manufacturers as well. Now, there is new EU legislation coming in, so there's something called the Digital Product Passport for clothing, and that means that all items of clothes are going to need to have essentially the full life cycle analysis on it. So all of that's going to need to be calculated for each item of clothing, and that makes it a bit more easier then for consumers to be able to tell what's sustainable and what's not.
Okay, this listener says, I find myself going into charity shops for clothes lately. Tell us more, listener. Do you get good clothes in there? Do you get them at a good price? Do you feel better as an environmentalist in buying previously worn and used clothes by somebody else to use for yourself? Do you have, from your study in the SRI Behavioural Research Unit, any indication as to how people feel in Ireland about using previously worn clothes by somebody else?
So in this study, no, we didn't investigate how people feel about using pre-worn clothes, but that is one of the most sustainable actions you can take. So what we looked at was the eco-label, so it kind of explaining to consumers the environmental impact of new clothing for when times when they do need to buy it, what the most sustainable option would be to either buy secondhand and in general buy less often.
Tell us a little bit, though, about the colour-coding eco-labelling system that you think might help.
Yeah, so we ran an online experiment with it was funded by the Environmental Protection Agency to see, okay, what happens if consumers are made aware of the environmental impact of clothes? Does it actually make a difference? So we tested two types of labels. So for anyone who took part in the study, we had 1,200 people take part. they were randomly assigned to kind of one of three versions of the shops. In one shop, you saw no information about the environmental impact. In the other shop, you saw a label that kind of, it was inspired from the EU's preferred eco label on clothes. And that's essentially, it gets the label if it's a sustainable item of clothing, and there's no label if it's not. We then designed our own one. It's kind of like a BER rating for clothes. It's an A to E color-coded scale, green A for the most sustainable, red E for the least sustainable. So kind of intuitive for people. What we found is that when the kind of EU eco label was applied on the clothes, people bought 10% more sustainable clothes. But that BER rating for clothes, essentially, that doubled the number of sustainable clothes that were bought, and it also doubled the proportion of consumers who only bought the kind of A's and B's, or who only bought the most sustainable clothes.
Okay. How well do you think it would work if you were to extend this to be something that every piece of clothing we were going to buy should have a sort of a label of this kind on it?
So that's what we did in the with our kind of our eco score. So that A to E color-coded scale, every piece of clothing in the store had a rating. And that's what we think may have led to kind of the stronger effect that you kind of, it was really salient to people. It was really clear what the message was. Well, we also recorded after people made their purchases. Some of these people kind of got the clothes for real. They were shipped to them and so on. And we asked them, like, are you still kind of happy with the clothes that you bought? Because obviously you wouldn't want this to be in place if people are going to not be as kind of likely to wear their clothes and then want to buy something else. So they were equally happy with the clothes that they bought. And we also asked people about how supportive they would be for this policy. And we saw kind of overwhelming support from the public for these sorts of eco labels to be applied not only online but also in stores as well. So really strong levels of public support for these eco labels.
Okay, getting lots of messages in from listeners. Well, one says, we have more problems than bloody sustainable clothes, for God's sake. But as it happens, the textile industry is responsible for how much of the world's greenhouse gases, is it reckoned?
Yeah, so it's 10% of greenhouse gases come from just producing clothes alone, and it gets up to, I think it's 35% of our plastic pollution comes from just producing clothes. Vast majority of that is from fast fashion, and most fast fashion then is in high-income countries like ourselves. Obviously, there are lots of other problems out there, but actually, it's really easy to underestimate the impact of clothing, and that's something else we included in the study. So, in the study, we saw that most consumers actually do underestimate the impact of clothing, and they also overestimate how sustainable they think familiar brands are. So, the issue here with eco labels, I mean, it's kind of a win-win. There are a cohort of consumers who want to shop more sustainably. Eco labels help them do that. But there's also some brands out there who are investing in the kind of processes to make their clothing more sustainable, but it's difficult for them to compete against sort of bigger brands that have more kind of marketing power and so on. So the eco label, we think, kind of, it's a win-win. It helps consumers, and then it's good for competition as well for those more sustainable brands.
That 10% of the world's greenhouse gases, and then adding on 35% of the plastics, extraordinary big numbers, that's more than air travel and shipping combined, and yet we keep being told that we need to cut back on our air travel or that there should be additional taxes put on it. How bad is Ireland? When you look at it, when it comes to textile waste in Europe, how much textiles per capita by weight do we actually consume each year?
So the most recent estimates that I'm aware of from the from work that was done by the Environmental Protection Agency is about 50 kilos of textile waste per person. So it's us in Belgium in Europe has been some of the worst offenders, and in Europe, where Europe is kind of ahead of most of the rest of the world as well. So it's Europe and the US and Australia are the ones kind of leading the way when it comes to textile waste. And then in Europe, Ireland is leading the way as well, unfortunately.
Okay, it's very interesting. Dr. Shane Timmons, Senior Research Officer from the SRI Behavioural Unit, thank you. Lots of comments coming in. Niamh says, I haven't bought new clothes in the last 15 years. 90% are secondhand via Vinted or charity shops. Another one here from Aoife. For the past number of years, I've changed to use Vinted charity shops and asked friends and family to swap clothes, as well as looking at the sustainability of new clothes and wearing my old clothes even more. It does take a conscious effort and conscious choices. It can be done now.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.